Everyone is a seeker, whether a believer or non-believer, atheist or religious person or secular person, everyone is seeker, seeking something in life. Yo yatamam prapadyante sthansthataiva chapyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. Shri Krishna says, yo yatamam prapadyante, whatever way they seek, they get accordingly. Everyone is a seeker. Shri Krishna says, whether they know or not, ultimate dispenser is me alone. I alone is the giver. People may believer or non-believer. Yo yatamam prapadyante sthans tataiva bhajamyaham. Tan whatever way mama vartmanu anuvartante manushya partha sarvashaha. Some people recognize it is because of God's grace. Some people may think it is my own effort. How we approach, we get the results accordingly. The happiness in life, it is not dependent on how much we have in our life, but how to the santosha. Santosha, there are two things. One is called as joy. Joy is an outer one. We are seeking out for joy, thinking that if I get that one, I will be joy. Santosha is inside the contentment. Santosha means inner contentment. Joy, I may have abundance, still lead a life of like a beggar, sulking. I don't have. I may not have anything, but always I feel abundance in my life. I have abundance, no shortage. Whether you are a rich person or a poor person, the scripture says it is your inner makeup. Inner makeup and not what you have. Because Shri Krishna says how they approach. If they see the God is everywhere, He is the provider, I have everything, that person is so contented, so abundant. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story when people looking for a bride went to the bride's house. At that time, nobody was there except the bride was alone. She saw guests have come. She wanted to pound the rice to prepare food for them. And she had many bangles. She was pounding earlier with a big stick. They used to pound. When she was pounding that one, clanging sound, that bangles were making noise. Big noise. She thought, this guest would hear. They may think we don't have anything at home. She removed extra bangles and kept only two on each side. She broke other bangles and even two on each side started making noise. She said, too much. This is making noise and too much of noise. And she removed the other one also, left one alone. And she pounded and served. She realized this one, too much of having, it's a problem. Too much of attachment, it is a burden for myself, stress. And from the onlooker side, this person has so much, still not giving anything. From the onlooker side, point of also, it's a burden. She had only one. Minimize your requirement, she discovered contentment in her life. It is from the how you learn from the society. It is Avadhuta Gita. It comes in Avadhuta Gita. It talks about how to be happy. How to be happy? It is happiness. How you become happy in your life. Happiness in giving. Not only receiving. If you want to remain always fresh. Yesterday I talked about a river is flowing. And if the it is passing through. The whatever I have, it is because of the kripa, grace of the Lord is flowing through. It is flowing through. The moment I say, I don't want to part, it is flowing through me. I take the vessel out. I don't want to give. So this water becomes stale, stinking, because it's no longer fresh. It is not giving. If you want to give, the provider is Him. It is Him, He is providing continuously, it has to flow, you remain fresh. The moment you say, I don't want to give, that one becomes becomes very stale. In Taittiriya Upanishad says, you must give, always give. It's Shraddhaya Deyam. Ashraddhaya Deyam, Bhiya Deyam, Shriya Deyam, Hriya Deyam, Samvida Deyam. It is talking about the life. If you want Santosha in your life, learn to give. Learn to give if you are discovering, seeking the happiness, contentment, joy. If you are not giving, it is Shraddhaya, with faith you give. Faith, it says, Ashraddhaya Deyam. I don't believe in giving. Still you give. It says, I don't have belief, still you give. Shriya Deyam, and Shriya, for the good name and fame, you give. People will call you very generous. At least for the name and fame you give. Hriya Deyam, out of shame you give. Everyone is giving, I am not giving. And people may look down on me. I will lose the value in the society. At least out of shyness you give. Shriya Deyam, Bhiya Deyam. If I don't give, then who will take? Government ways, other day I was talking. If you die here, and if the document are not properly documented, state will take your property. It belongs to a state will take. Or taxman will come. Or robbers will come. Robbers will come out of scared. It will go into wrong hands. My hard-earned money may be abused. Out of that one, Bhiya Deyam. Samvida Deyam. As per the constitution give. The giving, it is a part of the humanity. And for that one, in Sikhism, they say, give 10% of your income. They say, at least you remain fresh. And Islam also, they talk about percentage of income you give. Whereas we are only the collector. We don't want to give. Become generous. See the presence of God everywhere. When you see the presence of God everywhere, you remain fresh. You are in the santosha. Santosha is a mark of a sadhaka. Glow in the face increases. Radiance increases. Luster in the face increases. The santosha. Santosha, it follows associated with aparigraha. Aparigraha means minimize your personal needs. Santosha. Santosha is the one of the niyamas in Patanjali Yoga Sutra. How to be happy? Whatever we are doing in our life, we want to be happy. Bottom line of our life. What is the bottom line? We ask, what is your bottom line? I want to make money. Whatever is the bottom line, I want to go on a holiday. I want to invest somewhere. What is the bottom line? Bottom line of everyone's life, I want to be happy. For that, what I am doing, I am working. For that, I am earning. For that, I am going on holiday. bottom line, scripture says happiness is towards inner journey. You have to discover within. It's a state of mind, not what you have. Happiness, bottom line, yes, I go out. But happiness is within. You have to seek within, contentment, inner journey. Inner journey, go within, seek within, the all-pervading God, Supreme God is there in everyone's heart. The heart center, His name is Ananda. His name is Jnana Ananda. Knowledge and the giving act of giving only through knowledge. Jnana Ananda. When He is Ananda Swarupa, Jnana Ananda Swarupa, as I start traveling towards Him, I become fearless. Fearless, why I don't want to give? I'm so scared. What if? What if? Because of what if, life is so scared, I don't want to give. And I talked about in Bhagavad Gita class, Paramahamsa Yogananda said, one who has looked after me when I was young, will he abandon me when I am old and infirm? That, when you have that much of conviction, that if, what if, it won't come. I have full faith, it will happen. The leave, are you, I am chasing the happiness tomorrow. What about you? Are you happy? Discover the happiness now. It is not the thing of the future. Future, there is not, if you are not happy now, what is the guarantee that you will be happy tomorrow? Discover santosha now, not to wait for tomorrow. When you discover the path to santosha, your life always will be happy. If you are saying, only if I get that one, I will be happy, it is you are chasing the mirage, you won't acquire the happiness. Santosha is a must for meditation. A sulking person cannot meditate. One who has connected within, has a joy within, alone can meditate well. Meditate, connect to the permanent within. For that, the requirement for meditation is santosha. As you start meditating, your santosha in your life increases.